Orchestra under the direction of Greg Conway.
Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra, welcome to the Homestead High School Orchestra Festival. My name is Matt Mulvaney, and I'm an orchestra director from San Diego, California, and I really feel fortunate to be able to have the opportunity to come up to the Bay Area and listen to all these wonderful orchestras. I hope that our written comments and our taped comments will be of use to you and your director, Mr. Conway, as you work through the year. I've heard a lot about your group, and I see many of you guys as many of your students in the All-State Orchestra, as I do some work with CODA, and I'm really, really happy and to have the opportunity to finally see you perform live. So thanks so much for being here, and thanks so much for closing the Homestead Orchestra Festival this year. Job on the introduction to the whole story. Nice swells dynamically that you're putting in. Perhaps if we were to be a little bit picky, maybe the cellos could dig in a little more on that opening lick up in the upper register and just have some more fun with that figure, because you're playing it really, really well. Nice job on the accents. Yeah. After box two, depending on how we want to do that, we could do that a couple ways, with that down, up, up, down, or we could maybe do them all downs, potentially, depending on how we want to make those happen. Yeah, here at three, perhaps we could get the accompanied figure to come down a little bit, just so we hear the second violin. I really appreciate the clarity of the articulation, the non-legato articulation in box four. Nice job on the subito piano. I think maybe the violas could maybe not come all the way down the piano and just stay a little bit more present and let everyone else get out of the way, so that you guys are exposed a little bit more and we can hear you a little bit more present in the sound. Nice work on this with all the octaves that are happening. Good, nice tuning. This group plays really, really super in tune. Oh my goodness, nice work. Yeah, here at eight, perhaps we can work, again, if we're gonna be a little bit picky, maybe we can work on that passante non legato articulation. Hey, kudos to the 3-2-1-3-2-1-3-2-1-3-2-1-3-2-1-3-2-1. Super awesome. That is just a gnarly section in the left hand, and you guys just absolutely slayed it. So good for you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I should say. Awesome. Really, really, really nice finish. Okay, with that up and then the down up. Like the up bow crescendo leading into the down bow. Make sure we're nice and set before we play the up bow. So maybe we could put just a tiny sliver there at the very end, just to make sure that we're prepared to play that last note and articulate it coming up and off the string. Hofeldt. Good, keep listening, keep adjusting. Spring out that little resolution. You guys have a really, really mature sound and a really your ability to play at a slow tempo and play with that pace is really, really impressive. Nice tuning, nice intonation top to bottom, good contribution from the basses underneath. Nice work with the seconds of the B flat, C, D flat action. Yeah, maybe a little bit more of the viola and potentially a little bit less of the violin 1 at 28. And the pizzicato, just be sure to be really firm in the left hand, even if you're playing not super loud in the right hand, just so we get a good ring out of the strings on that cello accompaniment pizzicato fingers. Yeah, and I think the violas can fill it up at 44 to support the double octave that's above in the violins. Yeah, and then the accompaniment figure in the cello is really, really nice. Just keep listening, right, all the way through there, all the way through that section. Right, just keep listening and adjusting, and you're doing a fabulous job. On that figure. Perhaps the cello moving line could come out just a bit, as we've heard the melodic figure a couple times already. So the new interesting element is the cello line. Yep, just keep listening on the cellos through all those passages. You guys are doing really a remarkable job. But, you know, as a group, as good as this group is, I want you to continue to challenge yourself to try to be a little bit better every day and just keep listening with intent all the time. Keep going, you got it. Yeah, you're getting some really, really superb guidance from Mr. Conway on the podium, so follow what he's, the gestures he's giving you, because he's being very clear. Very nice. Nice job, soloist, and really, really nice job on the sustained pitch as well, being nice and steady. All right, make sure that tempo is solid when we get into 14. Ooh, really nice with the dynamic contrast on the diminuendo through that figure. Really, as well, really, really nice with the articulation in the right hand, bringing out the accented 16th notes. Yeah, it's a fun little groove here happening on the interior of the ensemble, the seconds and the violas, and you're really just hammering it, so nice work. Nice job, violins, violas, trying to stay out of the way at 39 and let the cellos and the bass have their moment with the melodic figures. And then back to the 2D thing at 2D forte at 43. Fun little groove. A nice ensemble unity, good sense of pulse within the group to have all these players feeling the same time is really, really great. Builds. Yeah, dig in on the low strings, lots of weight, lots of gravity into the strings. Vibrate. Nice job, viols on the senza accent, sort of 16th notes that are happening. nice job with all the exposed figures. Nice contribution from the bass underneath, kind of helping lead this crescendo. Really, really nice tone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 basses underneath. Really, really nice. On the top, you're making it look easier than it is to turn those bows around up top without accents and just to be nice and smooth and sustained at 96. So kudos to the entire section for making that happen with those full bows from the frog to the tip. Yeah, just careful on that fifth there between the F sharp, C sharp, and the bass. Adjust. The great news is you have 6 basses. The challenging news is you have 6 basses. So you got to work to match one another. Pace. Good work as an ensemble. Really, really well done on the solo on the first violin. Cello as well. Nice work with these growing 16th note figures. I love the rhythmic integrity that the group plays with, and I love the right hand attention that you have within the ensemble to effectively make all these accents come out, whether they be in the down bow or up bow. It's really, really impressive. Go seconds. Nice job, Chills. Dig in on that little figure at 153. You got it. I love how this little inner rhythmic engine of the piece between the seconds violas has just been super consistent the whole time. They've just been laying it down, so bravo. Awesome. Hey, Hopkins Middle School, it's a pleasure listening to you. I've seen your school listed any number of times on any number of programs, and I want to say it's a pleasure to finally have a chance to listen to you in person. I think we might have a chance to spend just a little bit of time with one another, and I'm looking forward to that, so we'll be up with in just a minute. So keep up the good work with your director and students, and have a great semester. Thanks so much.